World Affairs Council of Western Michigan continues its Great Decisions Global Discussion Series today, speaking with tonight's keynote, Jeremy R. Haft out of Georgetown University. His comments, is it all politics, trade, and the U.S. jobs? Jeremy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
I appreciate you. And yes, we asked for pledges of support, and you just hit it on a lucky day, didn't you?
Well, it's a good day to be here. I'm a supporter from NPR back home.
Thank you very much. 866-677-9488. Now it's all about you. And tonight, 6 to 7:15 p.m., Aquinas College Performing Arts Center, great venue to be included in the conversation. Jeremy R. Haft, tell us about you.
I have been a China hand for 20 years. I started my first company in China 20 years ago, and for 15 years have been making things for U.S. firms in China, including for Michigan firms like Tier 2 and Tier 3 auto suppliers. But more recently, over the past decade, I've been selling U.S. agricultural products to China. So that's cattle hides, for example, from Michigan, exported to China, pork as well as beef.
You are not only involved with Georgetown University, but also CEO of Safe Source Trading.
Correct.
Yes. You've been doing business in China. How did you begin, and how have things changed since you first started, Jeremy?
Well, like most things in life, I kind of fell into it out of a startup that I was involved with in the early 90s, a tech startup. Got very interested in China in around 97. And some things have changed, some things haven't changed. And what hasn't changed is very good in a lot of ways for the United States. So China lacks arable land. You could fit China's land that you can grow crops on the state of Texas, basically. And they've got 20% of the world's population. So that hasn't changed since I started 20 years ago. If anything, it's getting worse. They're in a full-blown water crisis, full-blown air crisis. They don't have enough land, which is why the United States runs huge surpluses in our agricultural exports to China. And Michigan is a big export state of ag to China for this very reason. China lacks the natural resources to feed itself.
But you're based in the Washington area.
I'm based in D.C. I teach at Georgetown University in the business school and try to talk and write about trade and jobs.
In your book, Unmade in China.
Correct.
Yes.
That book walks the supply chain in China of how products are made and why they present a threat to U.S. health and safety, but also an opportunity for job creation.
Just digging a little deeper into, again, your home and shipping out of Michigan. Do you have areas in Michigan that you partner with, obviously?
Well, we do. We work with suppliers, and we buy and sell. So we buy from local suppliers and then export them to China, handle all the logistics in between.
Any more surprises about China and the work you do there?
That's a good question. I think the biggest surprise is what's going to happen in the evolving Trump administration, President Xi administration in China, evolving relationship. So will there be a broader trade war is a question. I say broader because we have a low-grade trade war now and have been for many years where, you know, we'll raise tariffs on one Chinese import and they'll raise tariffs on another U.S. export. But the big question is whether there will be a broader trade war where both countries would raise protective tariffs across, you know, broad categories of products.
Let's talk about tonight. You here as part of the World Affairs Council of Western Michigan's Great Decisions Global Discussion Series, speaking at the Aquinas College Performing Arts Center, so you get to perform.
Should be fun. There will be no singing involved.
No. Well, is it all politics? Trade and U.S. job. Give us a teaser.
Tonight's talk will look at policies that may feel good. So whether folks voted for the current administration or not, a lot of folks agree that we're often treated unfairly in trade by our neighbors, for example, by Mexico or by China. And if we feel that these countries cost us jobs in trade, then the question is whether policies that try to protect jobs by raising tariffs, whether they actually do that, whether they save jobs or whether in the end they wind up killing jobs. And if they kill jobs, where are the jobs and how can we do a better job protecting them?
What my notes tell me you'll assess the rhetoric versus the reality of global trade and U.S. jobs.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference between what we tend to hear about trade and what the reality is based on what's called trade imbalances. So when we look at how much stuff we sell a country versus how much stuff they sell us. And the problem is, I'm looking around this room and I see lots of different products around me. You probably, the listeners are too. Most of the stuff around us were not made by one country. So even though it may say made in China or made in Thailand or made in the USA, usually products are made by many different countries in the world today. But our numbers have not kept up. So right now, we absurdly attribute 100% of the value of the products we import to the last country that shipped them to us. So for example, this iPhone I'm holding up has only about 10% Chinese value, but we assign 100% of the value in our trade statistics to China. So what those numbers do is they mask all the value that America contributes to the products that we import from the world. So for example, more than 70 cents of every dollar that we spend on Chinese imports goes to U.S. jobs and U.S. firms. And that is a point that is often lost in the rhetoric and winds up coming back to bite us when we raise tariffs on individual products. So for example, in the Obama administration, when we raised tariffs on solar panels from China, we wound up hurting all the U.S. suppliers of the raw materials that go into those solar panels. So there are all these jobs in this country that are kind of obscured because the numbers we use don't describe the current trade reality.
My notes, would you agree the U.S. political mood toward trade has gone sour?
You know, it's been a slow souring over the past 30 years. So we've, you know, since Ross Perot, when we heard about the giant sucking sound and NAFTA, we've kind of been talking out of two sides of our mouth. So on the one side, we've been pro-trade with China in terms of joining the World Trade Organization, and we like the fact that we export a lot to China, but we don't like the fact that we import a lot from China. And in that respect, yes, we've seen, especially in the last election, a big mobilization against trade across the electorate. So if you look at the primary elections, over 20 million voters in both parties moved away from the establishment candidates of Clinton and Bush and towards Trump and Sanders. And Trump and Sanders were aligned very much on trade, right? Trying to bring jobs back from overseas. And the way we do it is by raising tariffs. My concern, and we see this play out time and time again, is when we raise tariffs on a product, we wind up killing more jobs than we save. So every one job in the steel industry that we save by raising tariffs, we kill three U.S. jobs downstream in companies that use the steel. So we've got to think about global trade in a way that supports all U.S. workers and not just some workers at the expense of other workers.
Again, tonight, Jeremy R. Haft, Is It All Politics, Trade, and U.S. Jobs? Part of the Great Decisions Global Discussion Series, the World Affairs Council of Western Michigan. I always like to ask this consistent question, Jeremy, what should West Michigan, why should we care? Where do we get involved? What's your action item to us?
Well, West Michigan is in very ways represents the best of American competitiveness in the next century because West Michigan already has such a diversified and deep bench of companies that are already exporting to China and the world. Some of them obviously are reliant on auto, especially auto parts, but we also have a broad mix of companies that are in advanced manufacturing products. So, for example, scientific testing equipment, automation, capital equipment, all these sort of high-paying advanced manufacturing jobs that are already being created here, as well as agriculture, as well as services. So in many respects, Michigan is perfectly positioned to continue to capitalize on China's demand and also the demand from our top two trading partners, Canada and Mexico.
And your book on Made in China, available for our perusal?
Indeed it is, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And it really goes deeper on America's competitive strengths and the jobs that we create and support today by trading with the world. It doesn't just focus on the dislocations that come from trade.
Do you bring up the word China in your classroom frequently? and tonight?
China. It's hard not to hear that word these days. Yes, my class at Georgetown is called the China Value Chain, and it essentially looks at how China makes the things that we consume. This should be of some concern to us because 80% of the active ingredients that go into our medicines are coming from China and India, mostly uninspected by their FDA and mostly uninspected by our FDA. So the way that China makes things is deeply ingrained in our lives.
Right. Well, again, look at the back label of most T-shirts made in China.
Yes. The problem is with drugs, they don't usually tell you on the label where the stuff is coming from.
Is it all politics? ? Trade and U.S. jobs. Jeremy R. Half, Georgetown University, CEO, Safe Source Trading. How do we find out more information about you?
Well, please follow me on Twitter. And my handle is at Jeremy R. Haft. And also, I'd love you to take a look at jeremyrhaft.com, where you can read my latest articles. My last one on trade and jobs was in Forbes. And similar articles in U.S. News and World Report and other publications, as well as the book Unmade in China. And Shelley, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing your words of wisdom tonight. On behalf of the World Affairs Council of Western Michigan, worldmichigan.org, Global Discussion Series, The Great Decisions Global Discussion Series, Aquinas College Performing Arts, 6 o'clock sharp.